Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, 360 Irish soldiers, including my first cousin, Kerry O'Halloran. I hope you're doing well, Kerry. Are set to spend their Christmas in South Lebanon, where they are stationed at Camp Shamrock. 134 members of the Defence Forces will be doing so for the first time. And our reporter, Tom Douglas, visited Camp Shamrock over the weekend to talk to Irish soldiers serving there.
My name is Corporal Michael Mulhall. I would like to give a shout out to my kids, my 5 children, Baelin, Emea, Koya, Leah and Rolf. And I wish them a Merry Christmas. Unfortunately, I won't be there, but I'll make it up to them.
Corporal Mulhall from County Dublin is one of the 600 soldiers across multiple nationalities based here at the camp who'll be spending Christmas away. His job is to command the fire service. It's his second time to serve in South Lebanon. The corporal's missing his mum, his siblings, his partners and, of course, his 5 children. He has 4 girls and the youngest is a boy.
Yeah, I'm speaking to them as much as I can online and WhatsApp and stuff, so it's great to see them. I'll miss me 4 sons Christmas, so it'll be tough. As I said, it'll be challenging, you know, but I have a responsibility to serve. So I'm happy enough to be here and I can make more memories when I'm home.
Sergeant Shane Gallagher works in the Civilian Engagement Unit. He's in Lebanon for the 7th time.
Yeah, of all my deployments, most of them have been winter trips. So I'm well used to Christmas at home and my family, I think, are used. Well, they'll never get used to me not being there, but it's become a bit of a trend now.
What would you be doing in Bundoran? Were you at home for Christmas?
Yeah, there's always a Bundoran swim down. I'd miss it, unfortunately, this year. But it's either the main beach or the pier, so I would always be down there. And then dinner at home with everybody, get all the family together.
Is that a whole of community kind of thing, the swim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Everybody gets together.
One soldier who's here for the first time is 21-year-old signalman Adam Rooney, a communications expert from Carrigtwohill in County Cork. His parents have served here at the camp previously. He says that eases the pain of missing Christmas a little bit.
I suppose, especially this time of year, you know, it's obviously not easy on family being away, especially for Christmas. But I think my mum at home, she was out here for Christmas as well, so she kind of knows what's going on. So I think, you know, obviously still not easy, but it's easier for her, I think.
Platoon Sergeant Devon Roach from Grange near Fermoy in County Cork is not spending Christmas away for the first time, but it is his first Christmas away from his small kids.
Yeah, for me, I'm very family oriented, so I just want to be at home with the lads. In the morning, we call up to see Dad and my 2 brothers and get home for a Christmas dinner and just watch Christmas movies.
What's your favourite Christmas movie? On the spot there, I think.
On the spot. The Great Escape.
Battalion Commander Mark Lennon's in charge of the 600 soldiers at the camp. About 360 of those are from the Irish side. I asked him, how do you keep morale up at Christmas?
Yeah, that's a... Yeah, it's a challenging one. For us, the good news is the morale is actually really, really high. Since we arrived here, our training, we've really come together. One of the strong principles for me was teamwork, and from the very, very start. So we've developed that team mentality from the start. We're turning into a kind of our own little family here, and we do a number of welfare activities, and we have access to gymnasiums. We have really good Wi-Fi provided by the Defence Forces. So people will have, you know, Christmas Day will come and we'll celebrate in a particular way, but people have ongoing welfare and support facilities here. On the day itself, we're definitely going to do our charity goal mile. We'll have mass. We have thankfully got extra funding from the Defence Forces to allow us to buy more food and dressings for the Christmas dinner itself. We'll have people on operation patrols during the day, and we have the 2 posts as well to look after. And then we have engagement with the local community. As you know, there's some Christian villages here, so we're attending a carol service on the 23rd of December, and we have a number of other local engagement activities as well.
Who's at home for Christmas? Who won't you see? Who's behind?
Yeah, my wife Carmel is a primary teacher. She's at home and she's trying to manage all her family landing on her house for a Christmas dinner. And then I have a daughter who just turned into a teenager last weekend, and a son who's 10. Who doesn't like me being here, wants me home. But my two women are happy to have me away.
As things stand, this may be the second to last Christmas for Irish peacekeepers in South Lebanon, with the UN mandate due to expire at the end of next year.
And that is News Talk's reporter there, Tom Douglas, who was at Camp Shamrock, and obviously our very best regards and from all the country, I suspect,
yeah,
but also from News
totally.
Talk Breakfast, to all the Irish Defence Forces serving at Camp Shamrock this Christmas.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's All-in-One Nutrition Shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your cachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to cachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's cachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.